throughout the 70 years, we had the privilege of knowing and working with so many dedicated staff members, such as our nurse Huddy, who was with us at least 20 years, her husband Lou Malone, who also had headed the riflery after my father relinquished that position. We had Roy Williams, who was with us for 31 years in the riding department.
He was the ringmaster.
He was the ringmaster.
He owned the horses.
And he owned the horses. In this day and age, we now lease our horses. We had a wonderful cook, Nell, who worked with us until she was 81 years old. We have staff members that have touched our lives with over some as many as 25 years of being a staff as campers and counselors. The many leadership girls who have gone on to become counselors. We have so many second generation families and children, many third generation now. The span of years is just incredible to both of us.
I remember Biz and Wish. They were there when I first came, and they just was so involved in everything in camp, and everybody looked up to them. Biz was head of riding, Biz Brown from Quincy, Illinois, and Sue Wishard, who was head of the tripping department, and they were so much fun. They were so much fun. They were up every morning and the flag raising, and they participated in everything, and they were both excellent counselors, excellent riding instructor, and excellent tripping instructor, and she loved to take out her canoe trips. And she went on the first canoe trip with Sarah's dad and Ranger Mac. And so they left their mark. She's the one who painted the headings on the boards in the dining room. The tripping board, the riding board, and all the others. So they contributed a lot, and they were fun. Oh, they were fun.
And the boards in the dining room then began in the 50s.
56.
56 were the first boards, and now we have the medallion, the Canadian, the Le Cercle du Tenny,
all around camper,
all the leadership boards, the
skiing.
Expert skier, the
Red Pine Dancer,
the 50-mile swim, and I was the first one that did the 50-mile swim at camp.
Competing with Linda Schott, who's almost twice as tall as Sarah. But Sarah beat her.
Yeah, I beat her.